Well, I think we can start, and if people join us, they are more than welcome. Ah, there. Here is joining us.
Hi, Alejandra.
Do we have anyone?
Perhaps I can... Apologies, Alejandra, I interrupted you.
No problem. Go ahead.
Just confirming that the only people on the call are Kim and myself, on the phone, that is. Whereas in Adobe, we have Alejandra being the chair, Alan, Hiro, Patricio, and Svetlana.
Thank you very
much.
This
call is being recorded. Thank you. Go ahead, Alejandra.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome everyone to our meeting. I'm sorry, my voice is a little bit not myself. That happens when you get a little bit sick. So, I would like to let you know about the conversation we've been having with the ICANN meeting team. So if we can have the latest block schedule, please, on the Adobe Room. Okay, thank you very much. There were some changes. We had a meeting at the beginning of the year, and unfortunately, the GAC team didn't realize that they were going to draft their communique at the same time that the cross-community sessions were scheduled, that is, on Wednesday, day 5. And they asked for everyone else if they were okay on moving the cross-community sessions to other days so they can participate, mainly because they proposed 2 of the cross-community topics and they are very interested in participating in the other ones. So that's why now we don't have any cross-community session during Wednesday, that is our second meeting day. One thing that's worth to note is that on Monday, day 3, it's tech day, and most of the cross-community sessions were moved to Monday. I did make everyone aware that they were clashing with tech day, specifically on block 3, where Eberhard told me that they were going to have a denial of service focus. And as you can see, there's a cross-community regarding abuse mitigation, prevention, and response. That sort of is similar to what denial of service may address or not. People were interested in this tech day block and asked me for a more detailed overview of the draft agenda, but I still haven't heard back from Eberhard, so I think he's still organizing it. Then the other 2 cross-community sessions that are on Monday are a little bit confusing, I would say, because the first one, I'm not sure if it's confirmed, because they were discussing that might not be something that everyone would attend, but we'll see. And the last one, the underserved region, this is a follow-up of what happened in Hyderabad. So they said that they wouldn't like to have a common topic every meeting. So if this was going to be a follow-up, then it shouldn't be considered a cross-community in the sense that we should avoid having something else at that time. Finally, for the update, the cross-community that was proposed by the CCNSO jointly with the GNSO was moved from Wednesday to Thursday morning. In this schedule, we didn't know yet if they were going to be available for this day, but fortunately, over the weekend, Jay confirmed that he and his co-chair didn't have any issue on having the session titled Moving Towards a Data Freedom Icon on Thursday morning. So now this is confirmed, and this is how the block schedule looks like. In blue, you can see the opening ceremony on Monday. Then the same day, towards the end of the day, the first public forum. And in the last day, the public forum part two and the public board meeting. So this is how the day is going, the general agenda is going to look like, and our days are day four and day five. If you have any questions or any observations, do raise your hand up or interrupt me. We'll be gladly answering your questions. So that's it for the block schedule. Now we're going to show you an overview of how the CCNSO members' agenda is going to look like, or is looking like so far. Unfortunately, we don't know if this is going to be the last draft of the agenda, because we are pending on when the CCNSO is meeting the ICANN board. So far, it's likely to be on the first day. That's the one that is being displayed, and now you can scroll yourself document. So if it is indeed on Tuesday, we will need to shift sessions still. But let's look how it looks like now. The first part is the introduction to the members' meeting by Katrina. And we will have a welcome to the local host, and I will be presenting the highlights of the meeting. Right after that, it's the CCNSO Working Group update. Then we'll have coffee break. The session with the CCNSO appointed ICANN board members, and if confirmed, a session with the GAC. After lunch, we will have a session regarding the Customer Standing Committee and the Virtual Evolution Review Committee, and also a PTI update. In the end, there's the PDP session with Bart. And also an ICANN update regarding several topics. I will move a little bit faster. It says, in the end, we will have a legal session that has a new format. And the aim of the new format is to be to have the audience being able to interact more with the presenters. So this will be more like a forum rather than just the normal legal session that we've been having, that it's presentations and then questions from the audience. The topic around the legal session is law enforcement in the DNS. And so far, we have confirmed Rosalia Morales from NICCR, Gregory Munier from Europol, Ben Butler from GoDaddy, and Gio Van, I cannot pronounce his name, from .eu. So this is being chaired by Peter Bergotti, and they are organizing how the session will be like, but the aim is to have more interaction with the audience in the little session than to raise many questions from everyone that is in the room. And we hope this is going to be a success. Moving on to Wednesday. This is when we have guests that the joint meeting with the ICANN board would be, but now, as I told you, it might be on Tuesday. We will know this later in most likely February. Let's hope we have it sooner, but the board is meeting in February, so that's when they're going to look to their schedules. Also, we'll have the update of the regional organizations, and if you review the feedback on feedback regarding the last session, people were not very happy with the session, and neither were the regional organizations due to the time they were assigned. So now we will give them an hour and ask them or request them not to make an update that would be only reading what events have occurred in the regions, but something more interactive. And they were very happy to do so. After a coffee break, there will be an update and next steps in ICANN accountability. And after lunch, our also very successful session, this is ETLD News. Here I will ask Yoke to talk a little bit about the CCTLD News before we finish the agenda, that it's only a space that we have reserved in community ship sessions on Wednesday. You see it's blank, that's why it is blank. And in the end, it will be just the council meeting. I'm sorry, Yoke, before you can talk about the CCTLD News, I wanted to say that we don't have a marketing session, if you can see. That's because the last marketing session, that's because of time, mainly, and because we could have some of it on the CCTLD News if people were interested, and also because we felt that we needed a change, so we will leave it to rest for this session, and we'll see what happens when we have our feedback. So now, please, Yoke, can you let us know about the CCTLD News presentation?
Absolutely, Alejandra. Happy to step in. So for the CCTLD News session, you can see that I included two proposals in there in the agenda that you currently see on the Adobe Room. One of them is being funded with CCNSO travel funding, and the other one is volunteered as well, confirmed that they are able to attend. We have received three further proposals. I haven't included them in the overview because two of them mentioned that they are only available on day one, whereas the CCTLD news session is scheduled for day two on Wednesday. And another one was dependent on travel funding. And since no travel funding was applied for, CCNSO travel funding or otherwise, that's a proposal that could not be included in the list either. So we're definitely still looking for proposals for the CCTLD news session for presentations to be included there. We will send a reminder to the CCNSO members' mailing list and the broader CCTLD community, and also share it with via social media. But your help would be very much appreciated if you could reach out to CCTLD registries that you are in contact with, or that you happen to know that would be that would have a relevant update for the CCTLD news session. So that was it from my side regarding the CCTLD news session. I don't know if there are any questions or comments. No. If not, Alejandra, perhaps we could move on to the next topic on the agenda regarding the satisfaction assessment proposal.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Let me pull up the document. So we've been discussing this for the past few meetings, that there is indeed a need to do something about the low response rates of the online satisfaction surveys that we are conducting. And maybe we should even explore other methods of collecting input. Because actually what we would like to find out when we are conducting these online surveys is satisfaction of the CCNSO members and the broader CCTLD community with the preparation phase on the one hand, on the opportunity to provide input in the agenda and to have an agenda that meets their expectations and requirements. Secondly, CCNSO members and the broader community need to be happy with the content of the CCNSO member meeting, so with the agenda and the presentations that are being presented to them, and also with the running of the meeting itself. So who would we like to have input from, both from participants on site, so those people that are attending the CCNSO member meetings, but also those that attend remotely, so the remote participants that attend only via Adobe, or even those that do not participate because of various reasons. It would be interesting to know what their reasons are for not attending the CCNSO member meetings. So there are various ways of collecting this input. One way, is what we have been doing so far, is an online survey right after the meeting. So in order to make sure that we receive at least more responses to this online survey, suggestion would be to revise the questions. I've made a proposal and we'll come back to that later. But apart from the online survey, perhaps it would also be a good idea to conduct interviews with a small set of people. And this would be done on site in Copenhagen or potentially also shortly after the meeting, but it shouldn't be too long after the meeting in order to make sure that the meeting is still fresh in people's minds. So in those interviews, one could ask open-ended questions that help us in collecting input regarding the meeting and making sure that future editions are better. So asking them what they like best about the meeting or what went particularly well or what needs improvement, or if there is one single change that they could make, what would that be? Those kind of questions. So I'm more than happy to ask those questions to, for instance, the session chairs. There will be a briefing session with all session chairs on Sunday evening in Copenhagen where we brief the session chairs on what the expectations are and answer any questions they might have. So that would also be a good opportunity to collect input on exactly their expectations and what their view is on the program, for instance. So that would be prior to the CCNSO member meeting, of course, but a follow-up can be done afterwards. So if members of the program working group would be willing to conduct interviews as well, please let me or Alejandra know, and we'll be happy to help you and guide you in this process. And then there's two questions that I would like to present you with regarding surveys. Of course, we could also do a survey prior to the meeting, which would be more asking for expectations and what the preliminary ideas of the meeting. If you think this is something useful, we could of course do this and make this happen. Or we could also do a short survey during the meeting itself via Adobe. So in this case, the questions should be concise, clear, so that there's no question about what is being asked, and preferably should not be open-ended questions. So if they could select from a series of predefined options, like the question that you can see in the document being displayed, that would be helpful. So perhaps I can ask for a short show of hands if you think a survey prior to the meeting would be helpful, or perhaps somebody would like to comment on this idea. Yes, Alejandra?
Thank you, Yoki. Well, I'm not sure if a survey prior to the meeting will have the impact that we want. But we could try. I would be curious to know if they if we have more responses prior to the meeting than after the meeting. I don't see how it hurts to try. But it should be a really short survey, I think. Four questions, maybe. A stop. What do you think?
Thank you, Alejandra. Absolutely. Indeed, we need to carefully think about what exactly we are asking, and maybe it would be more like a set of questions disguised as information sharing, making more publicity about the remote participation details, for instance. But I see that Alan has raised his hand as well. Alan, would you like to comment?
thank you, Yoki, and good morning. I certainly agree that we have to do something to kind of improve our feedback from the community. So I wouldn't rule out anything point. That being said, I think interviews, if they were done to complement the online survey, might be worth considering, and I'd certainly be pleased to volunteer to be one of the interviewees. As to the question of timing, I think I'm open to when you would do these. It's very hard to do it right after the meeting's over because people want to leave. But maybe that's a good time to hit, you know, to ask the council members to for their input if they have to hang around for the council meeting at the end. So that's just a couple of short comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. That is indeed a valuable suggestion to have to ask the council for their input regarding the program and how the CCNSO member meetings went. I see that Katrina just joined the Adobe room as well. Welcome, Katrina. Alejandra, I see that you raised your hand.
Yes, okay, thank you. I wanted to follow up on Alan. I also think his suggestion is a very good one, having the council answer the survey while they're waiting for the council meeting is brilliant. So, or otherwise, we could ask if they could do it right after the council meeting or at a point. Also, since we have still a space there that we still don't know how it's going to be filled, maybe in our last session, we can ask people to go into the survey right there while they are in the room and see if we can get more input that way. Thank you.
Absolutely. Very valuable input. If you agree, I will scroll down now to the proposed revised questions of the online survey. So I've been studying a bit on how surveys should be conducted and came up with new questions that we could ask in the online survey. As you can see, it's quite short, only 6 questions. And should be pretty easy and quick to answer this survey, but still at the same time we will be able to get some valuable input from these questions. So first of all, we ask for an overall rating of the satisfaction of the respondents with CCNSO member meetings, highlighting what aspects of the meeting went particularly well and what needs improvement. And then we went into detail regarding some subtopics that we would like to have feedback on, regarding, for instance, the opportunity to help shaping the agenda. Is the CCNSO community, the CCDLD community at large, happy with the way their input is being collected or being taken into account? What about the relevance of the sessions and the presentations, or about the fact that the CCNSO member meetings are supposed to be a forum with exchange of information with other participants, the quality of the presentations in general, the information about the meeting that is available online, and of course the organizational arrangements during the meeting itself and the remote participation arrangements. So finally, we are asking for the input regarding topics to be addressed at the next meeting, and if there's anything else that they want to share with us. So are there any comments regarding this proposal for the revised online survey to be conducted post-meeting? I can see that two people raised their hands, Alexandra and then Hiro.
Thank you. Well, a quick comment is that I really, really like that the survey is short, so that can encourage people to fill it in, And also, it seems very easy to complete, because many of them are just, okay, select if it's your choice, as in excellent, very good, good, fair, etc. So I really like it. I'm taking what Alan has said in the chat, that maybe we can do a meeting overview in the space that we still have not filled with sessions. Then we could display this. I think this is what you will have to do. Please go ahead and fill it. I think that will be super helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexandra. I noticed that Hiro raised his hand as well.
Yes. I like this short survey. And another comment is, let me suggest that question 2 and 3 are moved after question 4, because I think relatively pre-format comment writing is not easy to fill out. So, and maybe the current question 4 will stimulate the idea or thinking of the interviewee. Thank you.
Thank you. That makes indeed sense. Any other comments regarding the satisfaction assessment? I see that people are typing, so we'll wait for them to finish typing. Patricio, yes, please.
Now, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my mic was on mute. Sorry. In question 4, the first item, opportunity to help shaping the agenda of the CCNSO members meeting, if we ask it that way, we might get a lot of poor or fair or not so good answers, because people are really not directly involved in helping shaping the agenda, unless they are members of these working groups. I assume this refers to what's the quality of our of the opportunities for providing feedback to this working group, so the next meeting will be somehow better aligned with what people want, but that's very indirect. So I would suggest rewriting that first question along those lines.
That's a good point, Patricio. If somebody has some alternative wording to suggest, I'm happy to hear it. And otherwise, I will definitely do some thinking about some alternative wording. To come back to the initial questions regarding whether we should consider doing a survey prior to the meeting and during the meeting, what about doing short questions during the meeting itself, during the CCNSO member meeting in the Adobe room? Would you be in favor or rather against? Yes, Alejandra?
Thank you. Okay, I think Patricio was first in raising his hand. But I'm not sure.
Patricio, is that an old hand?
Yep, apparently it was. So, tricky question. Thank you, Patricio. I would say yes and no. It depends. How much time will it take for the survey to be done right with setting up the meeting? And also, what questions will be asked if more than one? But I would think that it would depend on the questions that we're asking, because if we're going to ask expectations, and that's not an easy answer on Adobe Room, I would say. But it would depend.
Svetlana has raised her hand as well. Svetlana, we cannot hear you. Could it be that you're still on mute? Unfortunately, Svetlana cannot speak at the moment, but she's typing. So Alan was suggesting, on top of the short question in the Adigo room, to also consider using cards at the end of a session for quick feedback. And I seem to understand from Katrina that she's not so much in favor of this suggestion. Svetlana is suggesting to have a set of questions after every session. And Patricio's adding to that suggestion not to use cards. only to use the question in the Adobe room.
Also, okay. I didn't raise my hand, sorry, but these people are typing. Yeah, it wouldn't be a very anonymous feedback either if people raise their cards, because then we will actually know who said what with the cards. So I think it's too public for a survey. And we might bias the feedback, because maybe people wouldn't like to say that they didn't like something so openly. Or they would, I'm not sure. So I don't think the cards are a very good idea either.
Understood. So
doing a third survey would be possible if we ask people to be in the Adobe room for the whole time. So maybe then just a quick, was this session helpful, interesting, or whatever we ask, and a simple yes or no. And that's it. But I'm not sure how the dynamics will work.
Hi, Alejandra, this is Joke. So if we would run a satisfaction survey also during the meeting in the Adobe room, we would need to make it very clear that we will be doing this. For instance, during the introduction, mentioning that there will not only be an online satisfaction survey after the meeting, but also that people are able to provide their input during the meeting itself via the Adobe questionnaires. And the next question is then, what exactly do we ask during this in the Adobe survey? Would it be a very general question, like rate your overall satisfaction with this meeting, with several multiple choice options, so that it is not something too personal towards certain presenters, but it's more than a general overview of the appreciation of the meeting? So Katrina raised her hand first, and then Alejandra.
Okay, thank you. Not sure it's related to your question, Joke, but I'd like to elaborate more on Svetlana's idea about kind of a small survey or a game at a cocktail party. Yeah, maybe we could do that about the day. Well, unfortunately, day two will remain uncovered, but yeah, for example, they run a quiz. Give a quote and ask who said that during the our sessions. And so people have to respond. And then another question, four or five questions, and the one who got the most responses right, or maybe give a small bar of chocolate for each good, correct response. And yeah, well, first we make the cocktail even more lively, even though it's always very lively anyway, with all the drinks and stuff. But first drink. I'm sure the first drinks will be served. And just give some. Well, first gather some feedback from. Well, first say that our sessions were great and our presenters were cool. So you were listening very well. So it's great. And then maybe we can add some more question. Okay, now say, what did you like the most about today's session, or what would you like to hear tomorrow, or what would you like to hear in your work? Well, something like that, but yeah, during cocktail party, an informal atmosphere, I think it could raise some visibility, could thank the presenters, and just have some more fun. Okay, just an idea to elaborate more on Svetlana's idea. Okay, thanks.
Alejandra, you would like to react to that?
Yes, thank you. I think it will be really fun to have a game during the cocktail and to see how it evolves during the cocktail. But, I like that idea. We should prepare something and see how it goes. And, of course, take notes on what is going to be presented during the meeting so we can see what we are going to ask at the cocktail. I like it. It sounds like fun. On the other hand, I would like to comment on having the survey during the Adobe room after each session might be a little tiring. And if we are going to end with a meeting feedback session, I don't think we should overdo everything. So I would rather not have the Adobe room questions this time if we are having the meeting feedback session in the end.
Alejandra, apologies. I could not hear you very well. So you would rather not have questions in the Adobe room?
Yes, because if we are going to do the last session, a feedback session, then I think it would be too much to ask people to be giving feedback every time a session ends. And we should not do both things. I think asking people to rate a session as soon as it ends and then have the feedback session. I think it's too much. But we can try doing only the feedback session if we have the time to make it happen. And if not, then we can see if we do the questions every time a session ends, because it can be tiring, I think. You see that Katrina has her hand up? So, Katrina, please.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Alejandra, I completely agree with you. Want to support your consideration. I also think that just a short comment. I also think that people tend to vote by their feet. If they come to our sessions and they're staying there, they like them. And I think that, at least in Hyderabad, they had a lot of people in the room, and they come and they stay, which means they like whatever they see. If they get up and leave, then that's a problem. Thank you.
Just a quick follow-up on your comment, Katrina. Yes, I agree that if people leave the room, it's not a good sign, but also we don't know why they're leaving the room. Maybe they have another appointment. Who knows? But yes, I agree. So you okay? Anything else on the satisfaction assessment?
Not for my end, thank you.
Okay, then I think we can, if there are no more comments, of course, we can move to our last item in the agenda. That is a little bit of a discussion on the involvement of the working group on the drafting of the agenda. So, Yoke, can you please put our the last document?
Hi, Alejandra. I'm not sure there is a document to be displayed here, unless I'm mistaken.
It's the slide of the meeting program team.
I will pull it up for you. Apologies, just a moment.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. What I wanted to discuss with you now, if there is any way that I am able to make you more participant of the drafting of the agenda or of the overall programming of the meeting. I feel like I would like to hear more from the group, but I'm not sure if I'm giving you the means of doing so. So please, if you would let me know how I could hear more from you, that would be really nice. Or if you don't have anything on the top of your mind right now, then please, please, please think about it. Alan, please.
Thank you, Alejandra. From my point of view, I think things are going very well. I think in large part the content of the meetings are driven by external events and processes, for example, working group updates, et cetera. So I think much of the content is predetermined, but there are some holes or vacancies that I think that's largely what we discuss. So I take your point that there may not have been a lot of back and forth and engagement on our part, which I think is more a reflection of the fact that you're doing all the work. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you for that and just to say I think things are going very well. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Alan. Yes, you're correct. Many sessions are something that we cannot, well, I would say control too much. But still, I'm not sure if I am updating you frequently enough, or if you would like more emails, more calls, or we are as good as we are. For example, now the only task left for the meetings program working group is to find more presentations for CCTLD News and to make these surveys or interviews during the meeting. And so that's my question. Would you like to hear more often from what's going on? Or we are good as it is? Should we have another call before Copenhagen, for example? Sorry. Well, I would like you to please think about it. I will send an email to the group so the whole group is aware of these questions. And please let me know if there's a way I can make you more involved in the process. And thank you all for your participation. I think we are doing a good job. Is there any other business or anything anyone would like to comment or share? Thank you, Katrina. Yes, Alan.
Actually, just a quick question. If that fourth slot on the second day is not used to have a discussion on the survey, will the meeting time be advanced? I think that sometimes when there's a large break between when the formal meeting ends and the council meeting starts, it's not conducive to getting council members there, so we want to be careful on the timing there to not leave too much of a gap. Thanks.
Yes, Alan, thank you for noticing that. Normally there is a break between the council meeting and the end of the meeting due to changes in room arrangement. So the table of the council can be set. So I'm not sure if we are going to be able to move the council meeting to an earlier slot without sacrificing the
Did we just lose Alejandra?
Well, I hope she will reconnect.
Yeah.
Because we lost her.
I'm back. Sorry. Something happened.
Welcome.
I'm not sure where I stopped being transmitting, so... What was the last thing you hear about me?
That there is indeed a break between the last session and the start of the council meeting in order to allow for the council meeting to have the room being set up. But there seems to be a preference to have this break as short as possible.
But I'm guessing we cannot do it in the middle of a block, or can we?
I guess that would indeed not be an option, but there seems to be a preference to have block 4 being filled and not to have the CCNSO member meeting ending at 3 and the council meeting starting at 5. So it would be good if there could be some continuity in the schedule.
Okay. I don't think that there will be any issues filling that space. Because once we shift what we need to shift to accommodate the ICANN board meeting. I don't think we will have that space too large, in my opinion. Also, Katrina, you were... sorry. She answered herself. As if we have a Q&A with our board members. Yes, we do. It's on Tuesday. So, taking what Alan said, I agree with him. We will try to fill this block four. That's how I see it. And have the CCNSO Council meeting in block five. So there's the break to arrange the room. And if we have time, we will have the feedback meeting right at the end. I think the last session before the break for the arrangement of the room. Thank you very much, Alan. So is there anything else you would like to comment? If not, Hugh, please.
Another point. If I remember correctly, I learned from what Yoke explained in the status update of CCTLD session preparation. I learned that some registry persons declined from joining the session because of no travel funding. I understand that in-person participation and presentation is very valuable, but I think the travel funding should not be a barrier for joining the session if we have a good remote participation facility. That's my observation. Thank you.
Thank you, Hugh, for the observation. I understand that should not prevent anyone from sharing what they want to share, but I also understand that it could be an issue to have a remote presentation during the meeting, and if possible, we should try to avoid them. But maybe we can see the possibility of having that presentation done remotely, since we will be in a time zone that allows it. I don't know what if we will be willing to try to have a remote presentation. Yes, you okay?
Hi, Alejandra. We can definitely look into that, even though it's far from ideal to have a remote presentation. We can look into that and let you know. However, this registry already confirmed not a problem. We would love to present, so we will apply for travel funding for the next round. So hopefully this could be another way to work around this issue.
Okay, well, let's give it a try and see how the possibilities are for a remote presentation, and if they are not the best, then let's move that presentation to the next one, assuming they will be able to attend. Thank you, Hugh. So we are, our time is up. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you very much for your input. See you soon. Bye-bye.